Earlier this week on the show, we talked with former Obama administration economic advisor Jared Bernstein about whether the current U.S. job market is healthy. He said it is, as job creation has been strong and the unemployment rate sits at 4.1%. But what if the nation reaches so-called full employment? What could that mean for economic growth? With me to talk about that is Aparna Mathur, resident scholar in economic policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute. Aparna, what sort of complications can happen when the unemployment rate is especially low? How could that affect economic growth?
What we've seen over the last few years now with the U.S. labor market is this move towards what we can think of as full employment. You know, we're down to 4.1%. We still have a few workers in the labor market that are, you know, sort of on the margins. They're in involuntary part-time work and they're discouraged workers and so on. But we're trending in the right direction. And I think the response that showed up in this month's jobs report was really the gain in wage growth. So we saw that annualized wages are now growing at 2.9%, and you know that's a good thing. But then we saw the stock market sort of reacting negatively to that shock because it suddenly seemed, well, you know, inflation is coming back and employers are now having to fight for workers. And that means, you know, things that are good for workers may not be great for businesses because now the costs of hiring are going to go up. And that, you know, you can imagine that that could have some implications for economic growth if firms are worried about inflation or they're worried about, you know, recruiting workers but having to pay them a whole lot more. That could, you know, to some extent be a little bit of a drag on growth. But I think on average, you know, having fewer unemployed workers, having more people be actively participating in the labor market is a good thing. And you know, that's what we typically find a positive link between drops in unemployment and increases in economic growth.
So is there less motivation for businesses to hire in those circumstances? If in fact they're concerned about inflation or something else, and could they decide that, okay, maybe we're not going to hire people right now?
You know, it is a concern probably at the lower end of the skills distribution in the labor market. So it doesn't concern me as much when you look at sort of skilled workers and the demand for these workers, because ultimately, I don't think if you're looking at a national market, I don't think employers are really in a position to leave those workers, even if they get the wage hikes. But I think the real worry comes in at the lower end of the income distribution, where we have a lot of unskilled workers. And, you know, if their wages start to rise because suddenly there's a lot more competition and many more workers are in the market and employers are now having to, you know, recruit very actively, then, you know, there could be some push for businesses to try to automate some of those jobs, because at the end of the day, if the cost of hiring a low-skilled worker is more or less the cost of, you know, hiring a machine that could replace that worker but could pay off in the long run, you know, I worry that at the margin, employers may be much more likely to make those decisions. So I think there is a concern at the lower end of the market, but at the same time, you know, it does seem like at least in the very short run, the reason for wage growth is simply that even at the lower end, you know, employers are still competing for those low-skilled workers, and that's why we're seeing the wage gains even at the bottom. In the long run, it could be a different story.
So if we get to a point, and I'm not talking about the national unemployment numbers, but let's say a growing community or a state that's doing quite well, is there a point where growth is stifled, in essence? Can that cause stagnation?
Right. So if you have full employment, you're much more likely to have, first of all, that means that, you know, most people who want to work are in the labor force. But at the same time, you know, I think it does, I don't think it's necessarily a bad for the economy unless the kind of jobs that you're looking at are really the, you know, the worst kind of jobs and people are unhappy, but they're still in the market because, you know, that's the only job they have access to. On the other hand, if you have full employment and, you know, most people are happy with the jobs that they're in, I think the other thing that happens is that migrants or, you know, people from outside the state or the city will realize that, oh, there are, you know, tons of great job opportunities here and employers are, you know, hiring actively and maybe, you know, this is a great market to be in. And, you know, that could mean that the local, you know, community is now facing an influx of people who are also willing to work and who are competing with them now for the same jobs. And so, you could see some, wages, employers may be in more of a position to bargain wages down. So that could be a net negative. But I think on the whole, I think, moving towards full employment typically means that employers are, the kinds of jobs that are coming down the ladder are really decent paying jobs. And I think at the end of the day, that's a good thing for the economy.
So are we at a time right now, are we always in a time where job creation and becoming creative when it comes to job creation is important? Because certainly when the economy is not doing well, I think we sort of hear that more in the mainstream where, okay, we need to get serious about job creation. And when times are pretty good when it comes to job growth, is that harder to reconcile when it comes to somebody's tweaking a policy, frankly?
The problem that we're seeing currently is really, more of a matching problem. So you do see a lot of job creation happening. It's been happening throughout the course of the recovery. We're at, I think companies even today are creating about 6 million new jobs, or at least new vacant jobs over the course of the year. But the real issue seems to be that they're not matching those jobs with the right workers. So it's it could be a skills issue. It could be that, workers are unwilling to work at these jobs that have been created because they're low paying, and that's not what these workers are looking for. So, job creation and job destruction is an ongoing thing. It's obviously, companies are much more likely to create jobs in good times, where they feel like they're willing to hire and recruit workers. Workers are much more likely to be employed in these positions if it's, an economy that with a tight labor market where, they're getting decent wages. But that's an ongoing process. And I think the issue is not so much, how many vacancies are being created every year, but really what are you doing to match existing workers with those vacancies?
Aparna Mathur is a resident scholar in economic policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute.